This podcast is sponsored by the book Eat Meat or Don't by Bo Bennett, PhD. Explore the critical thinking behind our dietary choices and discover the moral arguments for and against eating meat. Available now at sentiocentrism.com.
Meat production and habitat destruction, balancing ethics and environment. Explore how meat production impacts habitat destruction and discover ethical eating perspectives, including plant-based diets and clean meat alternatives. Hey there. So, I've been thinking a lot lately about how our love for meat connects with the environment, especially when it comes to habitat destruction. You know, it's something we don't talk about enough, but it really shapes the world we live in, and not always in a great way. We all know meat production is a huge industry, but what often flies under the radar is how much land it demands. Forests, grasslands, and wetlands are being cleared on a massive scale just to raise animals or grow feed crops like soy and corn. This isn't just about cows or chickens, but the whole system behind it, including what those animals eat. The result? Habitat loss for countless species, contributing heavily to biodiversity decline. Now, I get why many people love eating meat. There are solid arguments for eating meat that focus on nutrition, culture, and even some economic benefits. Meat can be a rich source of protein, iron, and other nutrients that some folks find tougher to get through plant-based diets alone. And let's not forget, many people's diets and traditions revolve around meat, which adds layers to the discussion. But on the flip side, when you look at the environmental impact, things get complicated fast. Traditional meat production is one of the leading drivers of deforestation, especially in places like the Amazon rainforest. Forests aren't just trees. They're vital homes for wildlife, carbon sinks that help fight climate change, and sources of clean air and water. Destroying these habitats for grazing land or to grow animal feed means we're sacrificing ecosystems that took thousands of years to develop. There's also the ethical angle, which enters the realm of sentiocentrism. This is a philosophical view that considers the interests of all sentient beings, meaning creatures that can feel and suffer, in our moral decisions. It pushes us to think beyond just humans and question the ethics of how we raise and kill animals. For many, this leads to what's known as ethical eating, which might include reducing meat consumption or shifting towards plant-based diets altogether. Speaking of plant-based diets, they've gained major traction as a way to reduce the environmental footprint of our food. Eating plants directly instead of feeding them to animals first generally requires less land and water. Plus, it avoids the methane emissions from ruminants like cows, which are a significant greenhouse gas contributor. But shifting diets isn't always easy. People face cultural, economic, and taste barriers, which is why plant-based alternatives and innovations like clean meat, lab-grown meat that doesn't require animal farming, are starting to change the game. Clean meat is pretty fascinating. It offers a way to enjoy meat without the traditional environmental and ethical downsides. Although it's still early days and not widely available yet, it could soon balance out some of the pros and cons of eating meat. Imagine eating a burger without worrying about deforestation or animal suffering. That's the potential here. But here's where things get even more nuanced. Some argue that not all meat production is equal. For example, regenerative grazing practices aim to manage livestock in ways that can improve soil health and actually restore ecosystems. So it's not just about meat versus no meat, but about how meat is produced. That's why conversations about ethical eating are so important. They help us weigh the different aspects and make more informed choices. If you're curious to explore these ideas more, there's a fantastic resource, Eat Meat or Don't. It dives into the ethical discussion on eating meat, covering arguments for and against eating meat, and exploring sentiocentrism in a way that's accessible and thought-provoking. Whether you're a meat eater thinking about reducing your impact, or a plant-based eater wanting to understand opposing views, this book offers a balanced and engaging perspective. So next time you're at the dinner table or grocery store, it's worth giving a moment's thought to where that meat comes from, what it means for habitats around the planet, and how your choices ripple out beyond just your plate. Our food systems are complex, and simply knowing the pros and cons of eating meat helps us make decisions that align with our values and the kind of world we want to live in. Thanks for hanging out and chatting about something that's both important and pretty fascinating once you start connecting the dots. Whether you decide to chow down or go plant-based, the key is being informed and thoughtful, because at the end of the day, our choices matter. Learn more about the ethical discussion on eating meat and discover how sentiocentrism can shape your perspective by checking out Eat Meat or Don't. It's a great way to understand the complex web of environmental, ethical, and practical considerations around this topic.